این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place Husseiniya Jamaran, Tehran. Commitment to Islam and Cooperation of People, Source of Power of Religious Ulama. You are strong. People accompany you. People do not cooperate with tyrant governments. People accompany the ulama. You are strong. Every one of you, in your own capacity, commands the same power, as do the Iranian clerics here. They acted against the power unrivaled in the region, a power which none of the regional powers could cope with. These very people in the streets, farmers and workers, were awakened due to the Islamic teachings imparted by the Islamic ulama. They launch an attack against such a power and drive him out. You also can.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Hajj. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that if the Muslims find the Hajj and the politics employed in it by Islam, it will be enough for them to gain their independence. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, he's talking about the goal and one of the aims of the Hajj, and that is the politics that has been employed in the Hajj is that all the Muslims are getting gathered together. They are coming to one place. They are performing rituals together. For example, if it is the time of the Dhuhr prayer or Fajr or Asr or Maghrib and Isha, they all are praying together. No matter which school of thought they belong to, when they are present at the Hajj, they all look one. You can see they all are together. When they go to Arafah, they are there. When they go for Rami Jamarat, where we stone those three pillars, which are known as the pillars of Saturn, they all are performing that. They all collect seven stones. They all throw seven stones towards each one of those pillars.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
So in all rituals, in all the aspects of the Hajj, we see oneness amongst the people. And this unity, this is not only about the Hajj. Hajj teaches us that there is a unity. In Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to show the unity amongst us, to perform everything as one. And therefore, one of the biggest politics which is employed in the Hajj is the idea of unity, where Allah in the Quran says that you should not disperse. وَاَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Grab the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not disperse. So this grabbing the rope of Allah, one of those things is Hajj, where practically we experience to be one, where practically we do not have a fight, we do not have dispute being a Shia, being a Sunni, I don't know, being a Sufi. Therefore, it is necessary to learn from the Hajj to how to be one, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illa